wisdom through the book of Proverbs, but I have ridiculous amount of notes, and they're going to try to put them up, but I will leave a copy of this up here, and if you want to just come up and snap a picture, because you're like, Pastor D, you have ridiculousness going on. So you can jot them down on here, but no apologies for the Word of God, right? I don't apologize for the Word of God. It's the best thing going. It'll change your life. It'll transform you. So no apologies. So Father God, we come to you again this morning and we just say how great you are. How great you are. And we are get to be called your children. We get to come and sit up and right next to you. And you get to download wisdom into us today. So I thank you, Father. We just declare that our eyes are open, our hearts are open to receive your wisdom for our life, for the plans and purposes you have for our life. In Jesus' name, everybody said, get Pentecostal on me, everybody. All right, okay. Doesn't that feel good sometimes just to shout? Come on, you shout at football games. This is, I think, fun. Okay, so we're wrapping up our series. Actually, I couldn't believe I was doing 5 weeks, 5 weeks on one topic. And the more I go, I was like, I wanted to do one more. And I was like, okay. So we're wrapping up today. Wisdom out of the book of Proverbs. Today is January 28th. So what book are you reading in the book of Proverbs? The 28th chapter. Excuse me, chapter, right. So I haven't done it because I got up at 5:30 and was doing other things, but I will do it before I go to bed. Amen. How many of you were here for our first week? Anybody here first week? You can't even remember, it was so long ago. First week we talked about what is wisdom, and we slid into the end. We talked about the fear of the Lord, the fear of the Lord. And the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So you got to get that before you get this, all right? Week two, we talked about wisdom's call, and that was when I was running up on the steps here. Thank you, Jesus, I didn't fall, because, you know, we've had some history here. But I was yelling, wisdom calls, okay? So that was week number two. Week number three, we talked about wisdom and money, money and wisdom. And God has a lot to say about money. And other people are like, oh, you shouldn't talk about money in church. Well, God does in the Word, so we get to talk about it. And if you've been struggling in your finances, you know this is a good book to catch up with. Now, last week, it was kind of an interesting title. It was called the God Hate List. And God had seven things that he hates. And he lists them in Proverbs, I think it's Proverbs chapter 6. Forgive me for not knowing that exactly. But I don't want to be on the hate list. Anybody want to be in the hate list? Gosh. No, middle school girls never even want that. I mean, gee whiz. Okay, so if you missed any of them, you can go online, catch up on that. It's just, I mean, I've had fun. Now, today, we're going to talk about, in the beginning, we're going to start off talking about three individuals or three types of people that Proverbs talks about. And as I give you them, you're like, oh, yeah, I read them all the time. Oh, yeah, they're all over the place. Okay, well, obviously, you know the first one. The first person or the first individual that Proverbs talks about is a wise person, all right? So here's, and how many of you want to be wise? Everybody say, I ain't no fool, right? All right, we're going to say that a lot. But I want to be wise. We want to strive to be wise. So wise means a person who takes instructions to their heart. It means they act accordingly to wisdom. So whatever they hear, wisdom, they're going to do it. Okay? They're going to do it. All right? And a wise person, wisdom means they commit their lives to wisdom. So, everybody say, I ain't no fool. I'm going to be wise. Yeah. All right, so that's the first person that you'll see all through Proverbs about the wise person. The wise person does this. The wise person goes this place. The wise person doesn't do this, okay? The second person that you see all through Proverbs is the one called the fool. The fool. All right, let me give you a little definitions. The fool, they brush off instructions, and they continue down the disastrous path. They're like, yeah, I'm just going to keep going headlong, you know. The fool also resists wisdom. They do things on purpose, and they end up paying the price. Now, how many of you could think of somebody that you'd say, they're a fool? Oh, my gosh. Okay, look at your neighbor and say, I'm not talking about you. You ain't no fool, okay? But you know, when I was going through the book of Proverbs, and I'd read these things, descriptions about a fool, I was like, okay? All right. Now, but here's something interesting, all right? Jesus made this statement in Matthew chapter 5, I think it's verse 22, Matthew chapter 5 for sure. This is Jesus, it's the Sermon on the Mount, he's talking to zillion billion people, and he says something. He says, don't call anybody a fool. So you know what that means? I don't get to call people a fool. You don't get to call people a fool. Okay, but you know what? We should and we can dig through the scriptures and find out who the fool is, okay? Or more importantly, how about we find out we don't do that, all right? So, okay, so the first person that you'll read through Proverbs is the wise person. The second one is the fool. And the last one, depending on what translation you read out of that they mentioned, is the simple-minded person. Now listen to this. This was really interesting as I was digging through, and I had some books I was studying through, the concordance and stuff like that. But here it goes. The simple, they are not committed to wisdom or foolishness. You know, like they're on the fence, okay? They go either way. Now don't look at anybody. Look at the ceiling today, okay? Okay? They are easily misled. In other words, who's ever the strongest influence right then and there, that's where they're going, all right? So if they're hanging around a bunch of fools, they're going to start acting foolish. I can hear my mom's voice in the background, okay? Really interesting. Okay, and if they're hanging around people that are full of wisdom, then they're going to start living the wise life, okay? But they're not really committed to either one, all right? The other thing about the simple person, okay? Simple-minded. They lack discipline. I know. What's the statistics, those people that go to the gym January 1st? And then it's like the, I don't know how many days, it's like the middle of February. The place clears out. Okay. All right. So they lack discipline to stay on the path, all right? How many of you know it takes discipline to stay on the path with God? Okay, congratulations, right? Because it takes discipline to keep walking with God, because there's times it's hard. It's hard, and but praise God, it takes discipline, amen. Because it's worth it. Everybody say, it's worth it. Man, okay, stay on track, Pastor D, okay, because I'm disciplined. Here we go. Simple-minded people, they need to learn or see things by example. All right, so typically, if you show them how to do it, then they catch the understanding and they'll do it. So a simple person. That's not a bad thing, okay, because that means you're, like, young and stuff like that. Here's one. Basically, they move in whatever direction the wind is going. They follow, I was thinking about, whatever is the new thing, whether it's new thing in church, the new thing in the world, they just follow it. That's a simple person, all right? All right, so those are the three people. We're going to dig into the fool. Everybody say, I ain't no fool. And that's why we're going to dig into this. All right, now, the temptation today, as we talk about the fool or a foolish person, is going to be like this. I know that's my husband. Oh, I know that's my wife. Oh, that's my boss. Oh, I have a friend that's the, you know, okay. Please don't do that. Right. Please don't. Okay, I just tell a story because I was the fool. So years ago, we were doing a DVD series here, years and years ago, on marriage. And Jack went away to the mountains, so I stayed home with four kids, and I'm watching, put the kids to bed, I'm watching this DVD. And I was like, that is my husband. He never does anything right. And the morning I got up, the next morning when I got up, the Lord says, I want you to watch it again because you're the fool and there's things you need to work on in your life. What? Okay, so, you know, we can all dance on that. Pastor D, anyway. All righty, so I just want to encourage you today, just don't think about that person. Go like this, Lord, Pastor D's going to do the fool thing, talk about the fool, the foolish things. How can I apply this to my life? Okay, that is a wise person. Everybody say, I ain't no fool. I'm a wise person. Okay, so God, how can I apply this to my life? Because guys, we are supposed to live like Jesus, be more like Jesus. This is why we're doing this, all right? We want to be more like Jesus. Now, I know Jesus lives in my heart, but I want to be more like him. I was reading this and then hello, Google, tell me this. So, Google, how many times is the word fool or foolish listed in this translation? And I was happened to be reading the New American Translation. And Google so politely answered me and says, 96 times in the book of Proverbs, the word fool or foolish is listed. Well, I think that might be there because it means something. And then, okay, Google, how many times is it in the whole Bible? And I was reading out of the New American Standard. And it's 360 times, the word fool and foolish. So I think it's important that we know what is a fool and how not to be a fool. Amen? Amen. Because I ain't no fool, right? Now, I have to say this. Before we start, we're going to go over about seven things about what a fool is. And I have to tell you, all seven of these, I was before I knew Jesus. I mean, I'm like, oh, dear God, that was me. Okay? So I'm not pointing fingers. It was like a big reflection thing here before I accepted Jesus. But here's the thing. Once you accept Jesus, okay, Jesus, come into my life. I need you as my Lord and Savior. Once you do that, you're different on the inside. It's called our spirit man's made alive. But this and this flesh, we have to work at not being foolish, all right? It's just not abracadabra, bam. So, everybody with me? Praise the Lord, Pastor D. All right, so I'm going to give you some definitions, and this is where you're going to go, Pastor D. I'm just going to come up and take a peek at your notes, but here we go. This is the definition of a fool out of the Hebrew. The Hebrew is from Genesis and stops at Malachi. It's the Old Testament, okay? So anything in the is out of that is written in Hebrew. So listen to the Hebrew definition for fool. It means to be senseless. Someone who is senseless. Everybody look at the ceiling. Don't look at anybody. Just, okay? Now, the New Testament, which is written in Greek, Jesus uses this word. Listen what he says for a fool. It's somebody without reason. So it's kind of similar, without reason and senseless, all right? Now, have you ever met somebody? I know. We're not supposed to think of somebody and call them a fool. But just maybe in your life, you had a few moments, just a moments where you were like, oh, man, you are so senseless. I mean, do you know what you just did? I didn't know any better, okay? So we have probably, just maybe once in your life, been that. Anybody? Don't raise your hand. Look at the ceiling, okay? So why does that happen? I love the whys, because now you're not going to like this one, all right? So everybody keep smiling. Why does that happen? Why do people act senseless and without wisdom? All right, here we go. A person who's a fool made a choice to be a fool. Everybody smile at me. I'm going to say it again. The person who's living life foolishly, living life like all the time. We have moments, you know. But the person who's living their life foolishly, being a fool, they made a choice to be a fool. You ought to write that down, okay? Now, so here we have the Greek, and it means somebody without reason, senseless, okay? And it gets even worser, as my kids would say. It gets even deeper. Listen to this. Definition for a fool. Without inner perspective as it regulates behavior. All right, I'm going to explain some of this. Properly lacking perspective because of short-sighted. Because they're short-sighted. Or lacking overall picture or perspective needed to act prudently. Okay. Everybody at another church, right? Most of us, probably when we were younger, we were like that, all right? Now, I didn't know you needed to ask Jesus to come into your life. I just thought you go to church, and you go to church, and you go to church, and you go to church, okay? And I was about 20 years old, and someone says, have you ever received Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? My answer was, I go to church, I go to church, I go to church. And so anyway, so someone explained, you know, who Jesus is, why he came. And I mean, I knew who he was. I sort of knew who I always come, but when they explained it, I'm going, I need a Savior. So I asked Jesus to come in my life. I was about 20 years old. Before I felt like 80 from the dumb stuff I was doing. I was about 20 years old when I did that, okay? And that was me. I could not see ahead. I was doing dumb and stupid and foolish and senseless, ridiculous stuff because I couldn't see where I was going to crash and burn. And I'm not telling all my stories because you just think I'm so pretty up here, okay? And I was in college, so you can fill in the blanks here, okay? You know, I just thought I could just live and party and don't study and pass college. All right. So more definitions for the fool. Thank you, Jody. Fool, describing someone lacking in moderation. I like that one. A fool is someone doesn't get moderation, right? Because they fail to grasp cause and effect in a relationship, okay? So if I do this, this is going to happen. But a fool is like, if I do this, what the heck? What the heck? Crash and burn, all right? I tell you what, I just didn't have any of that in my life. I was just, oh, it's a party. Life's a party. Praise the Lord. All right. None of you. Anyway, here we go. A fool also is willful ignorance in understanding what promotes inevitable effects or consequences. Okay. They just don't understand consequences. And we live in a time on a planet, people don't get consequences. What? You're going to throw me in jail? Well, yeah, you did. That's the consequences. You know, okay? Or, and I can do a whole bunch of things like that, okay? Now, don't you just love the people that say, yes, but, you know, Jesus loves me and he'll forgive me. Absolutely. I know that's true. He will forgive you. But there's still consequences. There are still consequences for living like a fool. But he loves you and he forgives you. And say, thank you, Jesus, okay? As Christians, it really, really, just not I wear the cross. As Christians, as really followers of Jesus, we ought to live a higher standard, okay? And the higher standard is, I used to go, kids, duh, there's consequences, so I'm going to think about that and I'm not going to do that. Or I'm going to do what God says because there are consequences. Everybody say, higher standard. That's what I'm going to live. Amen. So, but a fool doesn't think that, okay? They just go do it. Ready? Now, as I was studying Proverbs and the fool, this is what I saw over and over and over. As I'm studying Proverbs and the fool, listen to this. There's a companion that runs alongside the fool. Guess what his name is? Pride. There's a companion that always runs alongside my buddy. My buddy's with me. And it's called pride. So you see fool, typically there's high levels of pride in there. You ought to write that down. The companion of a fool is pride. Now, we all deal with pride at some point. I still, every once in a while, fall into that. And therefore, every year, there's like 5 books I read every year. Somewhere throughout the year, all the books. And one of them, I have this mini book on pride. Every year I read that because I don't want to be the companion with fool and have pride in my life, okay? And, you know, sometimes we think, I don't have pride in my life. Well, that's because you don't know you have pride in your life, right? Yeah. I like my friend Warren used to say, you know, you're deceived you don't know you're deceived when you're deceived because you're deceived. I was like, well, the same thing, you know? You don't know you have pride because you got pride in your life. Here. So the companion of a fool that runs alongside is pride, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, if you try, just say, oh, Pastor D, okay. If you try to tell a fool, oh, man, buddy, you are living the life of a fool. You are just being foolish, okay? First off, I want to tell you, don't do that. because they won't listen to you because they're full of, yeah, okay? So you go up to them and go, or even, you know, you got so much pride in your life, you're just so full of pride. Right away they go, I do not, you're the one with pride, you're so full of yourself. So right away, you know, and I was just going to be really sweet, right? Right away they just blow it back on you, start smacking you. So they don't listen. A fool doesn't listen. And that's all through Proverbs. I'm going to give you some scriptures, all right? Now, so what do you do? What do you do if you know somebody that's just really being a fool? Just live in the life of fool. What do you do? Okay? One, don't go up and tell them, because why? They don't listen. But here's what you do. Pray for them. And this is I pray this prayer for all sorts of things. Ready? It's Ephesians chapter 1. Father God, I pray that the eyes of their understanding would be open, that they would see and they would know that they're living the life of a fool. Write that down. Ephesians chapter 1, starting at verse 15 through like 22. So it's all in there. It's just great. So what are you going to do? You're going to pray for them, all right? So you can't just go up and say, hey, you are just being, parents do this all the time, but when they get adults, you know, so just don't go up and tell them they're a fool. Start praying for them because they're not going to listen. They just get mad at you. Amen. Okay, moving on. So Jesus called somebody a fool in the Bible. Now, wait a minute. I thought he told us not to call some people a fool, okay? But listen to this. Jesus calls this guy a fool in the Bible. I guess Jesus can do this, right? So the guy that Jesus called a fool, he was a very rich guy. He had made a whole lot of money, just totally rich. And this rich guy goes and he says, you know what? Look what I have done. Sounds like you know what. Okay, look what I have. Look what I have done. You know what? I've made all this money. I'm just going to kick back, be merry, go party. I'm just going to just lay back, and I'm going to retire. I'm going to be one of those retired people just doing nothing. As a matter of fact, I'm not even sure if I'm going to even serve God. And Jesus whips around. He goes, you are a fool. So Jesus called the guy a fool. So why? Because anytime the Lord blesses you, and God wants you to be, he doesn't want you poor and scraping and stuff like that. God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to prosper. But when he prospers you, he wants you to help others with your finances. No, he doesn't want you to give it all away. He's never told me to give it all away, okay? If he tells you, you can write your checks to ycf.com, okay? Or YCF at 110 Weldon Drive, okay? But he wants to bless you, but when he blesses you, he wants to make sure, he wants you to bless others, bless the kingdom of God, help the kingdom of God grow. Everybody say, amen. Okay, Proverbs 28, here we go, Proverbs 28, verse 26. Proverbs 28, verse 26. We're talking about a who? A fool. Those who trust in themselves are fools. Those who trust in themselves are fools. I'll tell you what, before I received Jesus, I trusted in myself, okay? Before you receive Jesus, you trust in yourself because you didn't know there's somebody else to trust in. But once you receive Jesus, you start going, Lord Jesus, I'm trusting in you because I ain't no fool, right? All right, so we're going to trust in him. The second part of that scripture, those who trust in themselves are fools, but those who walk in wisdom are kept safe. Okay, let's go. So I'm going to go over seven things about a fool. And I'm telling you, I found myself in a lot of this, probably all of them at one time or another. But read this, listen to this. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. Proverbs 7, 1. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. So number one, you're going to write down, the fool despises wisdom and instruction. The fool, all right? So write this down. Ready? Are you correctable? Yeah. Because this, I'll read that again. The fool despises wisdom and instruction. So are you correctible? All right? Well, or are you, no one can tell me what to do. Are you kidding me? And I hear people say this. This one, I always go, the only person that I'm going to listen to is God. I was like, you sound like a, you know what? Okay, yeah. So they're not correctable. When that stuff's coming out of your mouth, you're not listening to anybody else, you're not correctable. All right? So I love this one. The only one that can tell me what to do is so-and-so. And you know why you pick the so-and-so? Because they're going to tell you exactly what you want. They're not really going to dish out wisdom. Okay? Proverbs, this one isn't in your notes, but Proverbs 11:2. When pride comes, then shame comes. When pride comes, okay, so we have fool, the companion then is pride, and then you're going to end up in shame, okay? So when you are not correctable, you're going to be living in shame. Pastor T, what are you pulling, rabbits out of the house? What do you mean? Well, listen to this. When you do things that are not good, that God's saying this is not good for your life, you end up by doing them, and then you have shame in your life. Anybody ever sit in shame? Man, I have, okay? Now, will God forgive you? Yes, God loves to forgive you. As a matter of fact, he forgives and he takes shame away. But how about we stop saying, oh, I think I don't listen to anybody. All right? And we start listening to wisdom. We start listening to people of wisdom, all right? And everybody say, be correctable. All right. Be correctable. So a wise person is correctable. Proverbs 12:15. I'm going to read this. I'm going to botch them up back there. They're so, thank you, but I'm just going to not follow my directions here. Okay. I'm going to read this one first time. Proverbs 12:15 out of the NIV. Listen to this. The fool seems right to themselves, but the wise listens to advice. All right. So my question was, are you correctable? All right. Are you correctable by your boss? He's such an idiot. Why would I listen to him? Are you correctable by someone, say your friends, that might offer you advice? All right. Will you allow correction to come into your life? Or, no one's going to tell me anything. I'm above all of that. I'm so close to God. I don't need you. What do you, you don't know nothing. Okay, well, let me tell you something. Because, when you're close to God, you are close to receive wisdom with people that God puts in your life. That's when you're close to God, all right? Okay? Because people that God puts in your life, the Word of God, Pastor D, parents, okay? Some of you are like, my parents are such an idiot. Okay? When you're full of wisdom, you are close to God and you take wisdom. Amen. Praise God. Man, I'm not going to tell all stories of my kids. All right. So, second one, the fool, here's the second one, write this down. The fool is right in his own eyes. The fool is right in his own eyes. Okay. This time I am reading this out of Proverbs 12:15, but out of the New King James. It says, the way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he who heeds counsel is wise. So we talked about it. So here's the thing. You have to listen to wisdom. Remember I was standing up on the steps. Wisdom is crying out, okay? And, the people are walking by, and it's just going over their heads. And wisdom is crying out. Are you going to listen to wisdom? Are you going to listen to wisdom, okay? When you don't listen to wisdom, guess what? You get into trouble. Anybody ever get into trouble? Oh, my gosh. Okay, story. One of my kids. If you use the car, there's some basic things you need to do. You have to put gas in it, okay? It can only go so long. Well, one day I get a phone call, Ma, Dad, the car broke down. We're like, oh, my gosh, they're down at the high school. We go down there, and right away, Jack's like, fool. No, he didn't say that. No gas. They're like, oh, you mean it just doesn't just magically bubble up all the time. No, okay? And that's just such a little silly thing, okay? As a parent, you are depositing wisdom in your kids, and they're not going to be the fool. They're going to listen to it, okay? There's a whole bunch of things, and everybody, don't look at the ceiling. Think about your life, okay? So wise person receives counsel. A fool doesn't accept counsel, okay? So you have to be able to say, God, I want wisdom in my life. I want to receive wisdom in my life. I thank you. You'll bring people in my life, and you'll open my eyes when I read the word, so I will receive wisdom, all right? Now, if you don't have wise counsel in your life, you ought to get in some good groups where we're studying the word of God. You know, I'm in groups. Okay, not in a grow group here, but I'm in groups with other ministers and stuff like that. So if you're like, I don't know if I have any wisdom in my life, get around people. Proverbs says to get around wise counsel. Get inside the doors and hang out with people of wise counsel, all right? Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will do what? Direct your path. So he will do, okay? But sometimes we just don't recognize, hey, how about today? Today in this service, through the word of God, you're going to hear some wisdom through a person. Or how about this? Today in the service, the Holy Spirit's going to speak words of wisdom, but it might be through a person. Okay? And we have to be wise to say, oh, I'm going to receive the Holy Spirit for the person that's speaking the word. That's being wise, all right? Maybe a friend of yours is in your life, and they're in your life, and they're talking, you know, you're saying something that's going on, and they say, hey, you know what? This is a better way. This you ought to do, or this you should not be doing, okay? And then you receive wise counsel. Now, it doesn't always happen that way, but I don't know how many times I've been to the Lord in prayer and hadn't told anybody, and then a friend comes up, and in the conversation, they're like dropping this bomb of wisdom, and I'm like, whoa. That was God. God actually uses people to be the delivery person of wisdom. Okay? And a wise person's not going to shut the door. You're going to take the wisdom, check it out, take the wisdom. Amen. All righty. Praise the Lord. Number three about a fool. Number three, fools make mockery of sin. Fools make mockery of sin. Okay? Proverbs 14:9, fools mock, and I'm going to say make fun of sin, but among the upright there is favor. You know, some people think it's a joke when the Bible talks about sin. All right? You know, I could just live any way I want to. And really, they're mocking the word of God, okay? And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but in the American church, everybody say not our church. But in the American church, the culture is, well, you know what? God's got grace for my life. If you've been in this church long enough, that is not the excuse, right? God's grace empowers you to live the way Jesus wants you to live. God's grace empowers you and strengthens you so you can follow his word, live his word. Ding. Amen. All right. Now, okay, not allow you to do whatever you want to do because, you know, oh, God will give me grace. God will forgive me, okay? So, you know, God actually, gosh, I heard this years ago. God actually puts up guardrails. Guardrails, all right? Okay, now, and he puts up these guardrails down this mountain road so that you're going down the mountain road and there's this big guardrail. And then good thing there's a guardrail because if not, I'm going down the cliff. All right, he puts up guardrails, the word of God, people of wisdom. He puts up these guardrails so that you don't crash and burn and get in trouble. Everybody say, I'm not a fool. I love wisdom. Whew. Praise God. Okay, so don't mock sin and don't try it. Like, just think of any sin. Don't call it out. Shh, shh. Just think of any sin and then you're like, oh, I can get away with that. Oh. You know, nobody's going to know. I can get away with that, okay? But you know, the thing is, instead of pushing the limit, just saying, I'm going to walk in wisdom. I'm going to see that guardrail, and I'm not doing that. If you're taking notes, jot this down. Jot this down. You and I do not get to determine what sin is. That's not sin. You and I don't get to determine what sin is. Only God does. You should write that down. You and I don't get to determine what sin is. Only God does, right? And I'm telling you, the culture we live in, oh my gosh, that book, Pastor D, is so archaic. You know, the stuff it talks about, you know, pooey. I was going to say something else, phooey. All right, listen, that book is not archaic. It is not outdated, doesn't need an update. That book that you have is the living Word of God. And it will help you live your best life. And in the worst, darkest times, it'll help you be an overcomer. This book is amazing. So read your Bible, pray every day, and you grow. I love singing that. Okay. Number four, the fool. Say, I'm not a fool. Hides hatred with lying and utters slander. So the fool has a problem with lying. Man, I have been like, I've had liars just look me straight in the eye. I was like, you want to get smacked? You know, but I didn't, okay? Proverbs 10:18. Whoever hides hatred has lying lips. Whoever spreads slander is a fool. Now, we talked about this on the seven things God hates last week, and lying was one of them, okay? So I'm going to read that again. Whoever hides hatred has lying lips, okay? Whoever spreads slander is a fool. Now, Proverbs 11:9 says this. The hypocrite... Don't you just get ticked off with people that are a hypocrite? Just me, right? I'm like, are you kidding me? Okay, the hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor. The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor. So you remember that old saying when you were a kid? Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. How many of you found out? Wrong! Words are powerful. They hurt. They destroy people's relationships. Like, I don't trust you no more, girl. You're a liar. You have just destroyed this relationship, okay? And lying lips also destroy reputations, okay? So that's bad. Praise God, it's bad. All right. So God wants all of us not to have lying lips and not to slander. So let me ask you this question. Okay. How many people that you know, they have slandered somebody in front of you? So we're having this conversation, and this person just slandered in front of me somebody over there. Never happened to you, right? Okay, so like you're in front of a person, and they're slandering this person over here, and then this person over here shows up, and they're like, hey, sweetie, how you doing? Okay? Not good. Not good, okay? So that is describing a fool. Say, I ain't a fool. So stop lying and slandering people. And it is so easy, I'm telling you. We call it gossip. It's really slander. You're just slandering somebody and they're not even in front. Pastor Sherry is vicious. She is vicious. If she knows that you are talking about somebody, she will grab you and say, come over here, girl. Say this in front of her. Oh, yeah. Don't even go near her. She's, it pushed her buttons. Okay. That's a good one. Okay, you should write that down. Okay, better yet, God wants us to be not lying, not slander. Guess what? We're people of integrity. I'm a person of integrity. So let me ask you a question, though. If you lie, on a continual basis. Let me say that. If you are lying continually, on a continual basis, okay, in your life, whether you're lying continually to your spouse, to your boss, to whoever, kids lying continually to parents, okay, if you lie, how much should you expect that God's word will work when you go to him in prayer? God! All right? I know that's, yeah, okay, okay. Yeah, but I know there's grace. Grace is awesome. But you can't be living a continual life lying to one another, lying to God, lying to one another, lying to everybody here, and expect the word of God to work in your life. Okay, now, I know it's kind of heavy, all right, but we're going to keep going, all right? This is called the meat of the word. Okay, this one, we got a little ho-ho coming. Here we go, fun one. Okay, number five, the fool. I ain't no fool. The fool does mischief for sport. The fool does mischief for sport. Okay, Proverbs 10:23. To do evil like a sport is a fool. I said that wrong. I said, to do evil is like a sport to a fool, but a man of understanding has wisdom. Okay. True story, changing the names, people aren't here, okay? Happened a long time ago, so don't just waste brain energy. So this boy, young man in high school, okay, dude, you're not supposed to laugh because this is like bad, filled up those big black trash cans with water, filled, okay? There's 33 gallons in those things because I just had to buy them. Filled up a bunch of them in high school. And put him at the top of the stairs. Now, he's supposed to be in class, so obviously he's not in class. He's in mischief, okay? Fills them up, and then, you know, the bell rings. It's time to change classes. Ding! And people are coming out, and 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And he pushes them down the stairs, and they explode all over the place. I know, I laughed the first time I heard that. I'm so sorry. The rest of you are so holy. I was like, are you kidding? I laughed, okay? And people are wet and da-da-da. And why did you do that? For the fun. It's a sport. None of you. Just look in the ceiling. Jeez. Okay. If you're a follower of Jesus and you do the sport of evil, okay, like for entertainment, just for fun, God doesn't want you to do that, okay? God doesn't want you to hurt people, harm people, embarrass people. I don't like to be embarrassed. I've had people do that for the fun. I was like, I hate that. That just hurts me, okay? So don't be people of mischief, all right? Instead, how about you go help people and serve people instead of hurting them, all right? So that was my funny story here. But it wasn't funny because, you know, that was bad. Number six, ready? The fool. I ain't no fool. The fool has a perverted mouth or lips. Now, I know we don't have to go through this, but I'm going to read this scripture, Proverbs 19:1. Okay? Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than the one who has perverse in his lips and is a fool. Now, perverse lips is not just lying and cussing. There's more to it. But So I'll tell you a story. So back in my junior high, my best friend, her grandparents came from Italy, and they moved next door to her parents. Okay, her grandparents came to Italy. Of course, they had her parents, okay, and they all live next door to each other. And grandparents speak Italian. Her parents speak Italian. Grandparents speak broken English, but mostly Italian. Her parents speak really good English. And then I'm the junior high kid. And there's a lot of kids at this house. Like, my friend had six in her family. Five of them were boys. Okay? And I want to tell you, I don't speak Italian. But I heard some curse words every time I was over there. And I could speak them. Okay? Okay? They were cussing words. Because those kids just pushed poor grandpa to the limit and grandma. So, okay, so, but when I read this scripture about perverse and lying lips, perverse, I used to have a problem cussing. And ladies, I have been around the worst cussers, potty mouths, ladies. Oh, boy, all the guys should go, yeah, come on. Yeah. in workplaces, in work offices, I'm like, whoo! Okay, so, but then, you know, I've cleaned up my lying and profanity, okay? So, perverse lips doesn't just mean lying and profanity. Listen to the definition. It also means, literally means, to have a mouth that is disobedient. And to think I wash kids' mouth out with soap for saying bad words. This really means to have a mouth that is disobedient. In other words, God wants you to speak life, all right? But I'm going to be disobedient, and I'm going to speak death. I'm going to speak negative words. I'm going to have put downs. I'm going to cuss too, okay? I'm going to tear people down, okay? That is having a perverse mouth. Woo-hoo! Okay? Instead, how about we build up people with our words? And then I used to always say, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say something at all. Don't say anything at all. So how about every time you encounter somebody, and they are just... And then you just look at them and go, they have the cutest earrings in, praise God, because I couldn't think of anything else to say about them, right? Because I am not going to have a put down. I'm not going to tear people apart. I'm not going to have negative words. We should be building everybody up, right? Okay, here's another one about the perverse mouth. Here's another definition. This one's whoa. Perverse mouth includes the ridiculous habit of reversing the truth. Reversing the truth. We live in a society right now, they're just reversing it, okay? Society just reverses the truth. That's not true. That's it. Okay? We are the church. We are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to say, no, this is the truth. This is the word of God. This is the word of God, and what the word of God says is true. And the word of God says marriage is between a man and a woman. Pastor D, they could lock you up for saying that. Well, bail me out. Because we have to be people. Now, speak the truth in love. Some of you are like, bam, bam. Okay. There's a love, and there's also wisdom to know when they're open. Okay, but I'm open, baby. Okay. So we are the church. We speak the truth in love. We don't reverse it. Amen? Okay. Last one. Here we go. Number 7. The fool, I ain't no fool, utters all that is in his mind. Utters all that's in his mind. Let me ask you a question. I know it's kind of funny, but is there anyone who really wants to listen to the mind of a fool? No, go talk to her. I don't want to listen to a fool, you know? Okay, all right, Proverbs 29:11. Fools utter everything in their mind. I have one of my kids just jabbermouth. So I used to say, not every thought in your brain needs to come out of your mouth, okay? Because she was tending on being a, okay? No one's ever said that to you, huh? Okay. Proverbs 29:11. Ready? A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. Okay. So, smile at me. This is it. There are times not to say stuff. There's times you don't need to say stuff. Because it says, a wise man holds them back. Okay? There's times. Well, Pastor D, is this just how God made me? I'm just going to say it like it is. A wise man holds them back. A fool vents all his feelings. Okay? So there are times that you zip the lip. All right? There are times. You as a Christian, you are a representative. You are a representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he might say, shh. And you're like, yes, but, okay. So what do you do? Oh, my gosh, this person. Go to your prayer closet by yourself and go, God, help me. Because my want to just let, and say, I am a wise, I ain't a fool. I'm a wise person. I will hold back until you tell me. Now, let me see this. How many have ever heard someone, do not point, look at the ceiling, look at your feet, come up to you and say, I just want to give you a piece of my advice, a piece of my mind. I just want to give you a piece of my mind. Uh-huh. There's a particular person, God rest their souls, my Aunt Florence would say, come up to you. I just want to say this in love. Which meant, I just want to give you a piece of my mind. Okay? I learned that real fast. And you know what I'm thinking? My response is, please don't. Please. Okay? Praise God. Say, praise God. I ain't no fool. I'm a wise person. So we have gone over 7 of them, and I want to tell you, my life, I have wrote the book on so many of these, okay? And I'm growing in God, and my purpose, I'm striving is to be a wise person, not to be a fool, not to be simple, okay? So let me give you, what do you do? 1 Thessalonians, okay? Last scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. What do you do? What do you do? This is the Apostle Paul. Okay, and man, he oversaw tons of churches, mega churches, people. Okay, and he is just getting hammered all the time with people. Okay, and he probably did a lot, and I know he did a lot of praying. He went to his prayer closet. But listen what he tells us, ready? 1 Thessalonians 4:11. y'all, that you also aspire to, or the King James says, or study to. So you and me need to study, aspire to, study. Listen what we need to study. To lead a quiet life. To mind your own business. Look at your neighbor. Tell them to mind their own business. Yeah. All right. Okay. Social media, we have social media is just like, you know, nobody minds their own business, okay? Matter of fact, y'all, I wonder sometimes if you're not the or the simple, because you put it all out there on social media. Like, someone, okay, I'm not a fool. Okay, you put it all out there, okay? Okay, and everybody knows your business, and nobody minds their own business. They send back something to you, okay? Okay? And Paul is telling us, study to lead a quiet life. You got to study. It is not my flesh just wants to let you have it, okay? Study to lead a quiet life. Mind your own business and to work with your own hands as we command you. It is hard these days. In this society, especially with social media, not to just let people know it. I just want to give you a piece of my mind, okay? So what are we going to do? Well, you're going to pray. But we're going to wrap up right now. Praise God. So we went over 7 things. And again, dear God, I was a lot of that, okay? Okay, but I want to ask you, if the Lord has spoken to you, on any of those, we're just going to take a moment right now. And you know, it's not hard. Oh, you know, I came from a denomination where you had to work for forgiveness. You had to do this, this, and this for forgiveness. God is not like that. So if you fell into any of those, the fool, the pride, the simple, okay, and it just spoke to your heart, we're going to take a moment and just go like this. Father, whoa, Lord, you are speaking my heart. And Lord, I see that is not pleasing to you. I see that that's not what a wise person does. I see that that's, and I'm striving to be that wise person. So Father, I just say, that was sin, and I confess that, and I turn from that, and I thank you now that I'm forgiven. So just get real quiet right now. Amen. Just, I'm not going to name them again. Just like, Lord, let the Holy Spirit just talk to you. Yep. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, the wonderful thing is that when you receive Jesus into your life, it says, all wisdom has been made known unto you. That wisdom comes and lives and abides in you. That you can tap into wisdom. So before you get out of bed, before you put your feet on the floor, Father God, I'm crying out for wisdom today so I can live a high standard, to live a life that's pleasing to you, to live a life that I should live. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, I have had fun in Proverbs. I hope you have too, and I really hope that every day you read a chapter in Proverbs. You just don't have to quit when we hit the 31st, okay? But right now, we're going to have communion, fellowship, potluck meal, okay? And what we're going to ask you to do is, if you're a helper downstairs or you're a helper up front, come on up front. But everybody else, we need you to take everything out of here. Do not leave your purse, okay, because you won't know where it is. And we're going to start moving chairs. And it looks like chaos, but it's actually organized, okay? So stand up. Father, I thank you for these people. I thank you, Father, that they are hungry for wisdom. I thank you, Father, that the wisdom is transforming their lives. And, Father, they get to be lights, shining lights in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm going to ask.